In this bulleted, NASA says the last 4 years have been the hottest since global temperature records began. Government agencies warn the proposed medical transfers bill for asylum seekers in offshore detention will jeopardise national security. And the damage bill caused by floods in Townsville now standing at $124 million. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. NASA says the last 5 years have been the hottest ever on record. Extreme weather events in 2018 ranged from wildfires in the United States and Greece, drought in South Africa, and floods in India. Record levels of man-made greenhouse gas emissions, mainly from burning fossil fuels, are trapping more heat in the atmosphere. Gavin Smith from the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies says even higher heat temperatures are projected for the future, approaching levels most governments view as dangerous for the Earth.
We know what's causing the trends in temperature, and that's our emissions of greenhouse gases, predominantly carbon dioxide, but also methane and a few of the others. They've been increasing year on year on year over the last century, and they're still increasing. And as long as they continue to increase, what we're going to see is warmer temperatures. Warmer temperatures in the ocean, on land, in the Arctic, everywhere we look.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the proposed laws changing the operation of medical transfers for asylum seekers in offshore detention will jeopardise national security. Briefings from government agencies, including the Department of Home Affairs and ASIO, reportedly warn independent MP Dr. Kieran Phelps's transfer bill will strip the government of its power to conduct proper security assessments. Labor supports the bill, which has already passed the Senate, and is expected to be voted on in the lower house as early as next week. Mr. Dutton has told Macquarie Radio Labor leader Bill Shorten has seen the government briefings and will hopefully join the coalition in rejecting the bill.
Bill Shorten now has advice. He's had briefings. The agencies have told him that this bill would be a disaster and it would restart boats. And I hope that he capitulates and votes with the government.
The damage bill caused by floods in Townsville is now standing at $124 million. More than 1,000 Townsville homes have suffered severe flood damage, and 252 of them are reportedly uninhabitable. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the enormity of what's happened will soon hit.
These cleanups can take weeks and months. It just depends on the extent of the damage. We know after Tropical Cyclone Debbie, depends on how quickly the insurance companies come through in terms of fixing places up. If some people have just had minor damage through, I mean, you might see people back in their homes within a week or two. But the big damage is going to have a big impact on people. So we're going to do everything we possibly can.
Crews fighting bushfires in Tasmania have welcomed rain, but authorities say it won't put out all the fires. The fires, some of which were sparked before Christmas, have destroyed 7 homes in the Huon Valley, southwest of Hobart. Cooler weather on Tuesday allowed more than 750 firefighters to shore up containment lines near communities. A total of 24 fires are actively burning, with alerts in place for the Great Pine Tier Fire and the Rivo Road Fire in the southwest. The federal government has announced $120 million for road intersection and car park upgrades in eastern Melbourne. The money is part of the government's $1 billion so-called Urban Congestion Fund. Minister for Cities, Urban Infrastructure and Population, Alan Tudge, says the funding will make a practical difference to the lives of motorists and Melburnians.
Melbourne is growing very rapidly, and it means that more and more people are wanting to get onto the train to get to work and back home quickly. But if they can't get a car park at the railway station, it means they're more likely to jump on the roads, or it frustrates them because it delays them from being able to get on the train.
In cricket, Darcy Short, Aston Turner and Kane Richardson have earned one-day international selection of Australia's tour of India. An injured Mitchell Starc has been omitted for the tour, which begins on February the 24th and includes 2 2020 internationals and 5 one-day internationals. Starc, who took 10 wickets in the second test against Sri Lanka, has been ruled out after suffering a tear in his left pectoral muscle. Australian coach Justin Langer remains confident the team will perform well, but says he's disappointed for Starc.
It's almost two step forwards, one step back. It was the most bizarre thing. He just woke up the next day, didn't feel it when he was playing. Really disappointing for him. He's bowled so well in that last test match. Disappointing for us. We'd love to have had him there.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a possible morning storm and 35 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. Melbourne, possible shower and 22. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, a shower or two and 30 degrees. A shower or two in Wollongong, 26. Similar for Sydney, 30 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 32. Brisbane, showers and 30. Cairns, showers, a possible storm and 30 degrees. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.